I'm talking with Chad Yago, who is chairman of the Agricultural Equipment Technology Conference. And you're serving a couple of capacities here. You are the chairman of the Agricultural Equipment Technology Conference?
That's correct. AETC, or the Agricultural Equipment Technology Conference, is hosted by the American Society of Agricultural Engineers, or ASAB. And ASAB is the preeminent society in the United States for food, fiber, and energy production.
So, Chad, what are the highlights of your conference?
Well, our conference primarily focuses on the power and machinery side of the ag industry and also our society. And so we deal with those issues that affect the power and machinery part of the industry. And that deals with not only the technological happenings that are going on, but also those issues that are going on in the broad ag industry that will affect our industry. And we're trying to give our members awareness of what's going on so that they can react in their day-to-day jobs.
So what is going on?
Well, one of the big items that we're talking about is renewable energy. We've talked about that for a number of years, but we brought some specific speakers in to talk about things that are going on here in South Florida as well as the rest of the world. So we got a speaker talking about the sugar industry and how that might tie back into renewable energy. We've got some speakers on wind energy. We're talking about using forest products for renewable energy. So just a broad range of applications beyond just the corn grain to ethanol that most of us are familiar with.
Well, let's talk about those three things. How might they influence the biofuels industry?
You have varied forest products. From the West Coast, you're talking about whole tree and undergrowth harvest, to the East Coast, where you're talking about using chipped wood and then some of the woody undergrowth just for forest health, harvesting that as opposed to just shredding that and leaving that in the forest. So those are some of the products that we're looking at and how that's going to play a role in our industry.
What about the Midwest?
So in the Midwest, wind energy, of course, is huge. For those people in the Illinois area are probably familiar with the large wind farm that's just east of Bloomington, Illinois. So we have someone from John Deere Wind Energy that came to speak to us about what it takes to actually site and develop a wind farm. We also have some speakers from some of the energy companies talking about what their needs are from a power machinery standpoint.
What are some of the lessons learned in 2009 that can be applied to 2010 moving forward?
Well, I think a lot of us in the industry have had to cut back, as many people have in our economy, but we want to maintain the momentum of renewable energy and some of those hot button topics that are going on, because we know that not only is there a need to provide energy, there's also still a need to provide food and water and to clothe those people, and that's what our society is really about. Like I mentioned before, we focus on food, fiber, and energy production. So what we can learn in 2009 is that we need to scale back and we need to look at things economically and from a system-wide basis, but that we still need to play off of the excitement that we've developed over the last couple of years and keep that moving forward.
The whole climate change debate was an interesting one that involves some of what you do.
That's correct. And interestingly enough, there's quite a bit of debate about that within our society. Our society goes beyond power machinery. It also involves soil and water. We have people that look at fiber production. We have people that look at structures and environment. So you have people on the very conservative, very traditional side. You have people that are more liberal and more forward-looking, maybe. And so we have an interesting, you know, dynamic within our society, but that interesting dynamic provides good discussion, and within our society that provides a forum for open debate and discussion. So climate change is one of the foremost topics that we talk about within ASABE, and power machinery is trying to figure out, you know, how do we participate in that, how do we play in that, and how do we do it as a global citizen.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're happy to be here with AEM and Ag Connect. We're happy to get our name out about ASAB, who we are, what we do. Most of the land-grant universities have ag and biological engineering curriculums that our younger people don't know about, and I would like them to look into those, because really our society is tasked with feeding and clothing the world, as well as the energy sustainability as we move forward. So we're really happy to be here with AEM and Ag Connect to be able to talk to people like yourselves, other people in media, and get the word out about our society and what we're trying to do.
And would you say you're optimistic about the future?
Oh, I think we're very optimistic about the future. We have very many forward-thinking people with a lot of energy, and I think engineers think that they can conquer the world, and that's definitely no different here in our society.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.